Referendum 71 was a failed effort by opponents of gay marriage to repeal Washington's Everything But Marriage domestic partnership law. Now, following a protracted legal battle, a federal judge has ordered the petitions be made public. Know Thy Neighbor plans to publish the 130,000-plus names in an online searchable database. The group has done this before in Arkansas, Florida, and Massachusetts. Director Tom Lang says it allows gay people and their allies to search for individual signers they know and confront them. He gives examples of stories from other states.
About people who've been in people's wedding parties that have signed. People in families where the grandmother signed, you know, knowing darn well that her grandson was gay. These are the types of conversations that are being had.
Lang denies this is a campaign of intimidation or harassment, but that's exactly what Protect Marriage Washington attorney James Bopp Jr. has argued all along. He's already filed an appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court.
Well, our plan is to do everything we can do to protect people's right to participate in our democratic process without being subject to death threats and threats of violence and actual violence.
Bob points to what happened in California around Proposition 8. In court, he introduced evidence that opponents of gay marriage there were subjected to vitriolic threats, vandalism, and other harassment. Tom Lang of Know Thy Neighbor counters there's no evidence his online databases have been used to target people maliciously. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.